I'm Leah Mayu for Media Milwaukee with Chardonnay Hunt and Ed Mikowski to talk about their documentary, Beavers, Return to the Good Land. Can you two tell me a little bit about your documentary?
Yep. Certainly. Yeah, I was on a hike. I had this idea in springtime with my son. I realized there were all these trees that were chewed off pretty close to the ground, and I thought, there's only one thing that does that, and that's beavers, and I guess we must have beavers in the Milwaukee River. In Riverside Park near the Urban Ecology Center.
And somehow I just thought it'd be interesting to join this group.
Okay, did you have any memorable experience while you were out filming?
I have to say I did. It was actually my first time going hiking and, you know, doing this like nature walk that we did to get some footage. So it was pretty interesting, you know, going around and seeing, you know, I don't know, bugs and stuff that I'm not really used to. We've seen a lot of things, you know, going out. We were at, where were we? What?
Riverside Park.
Riverside Park, yeah. I was pretty big, actually. I got tired because it was new, so but it was really fun. I think that would always be a memory for me because it was also my first time, and it was new, something that I never did before.
Yeah, we actually I was even Chardonnay wasn't able to join this day, but I ended up getting to film a beaver release. They released a beaver, a wildlife rehabilitator, and been looking for a location, and so we got to film that. So that was pretty neat. And beavers are very big. They're surprisingly large, like the size of a mid-sized dog.
Yeah.
They're surprisingly big. That surprised me.
Did you have any challenges while you were out filming?
Not for me. What about you, Ed?
I don't think anything was especially challenging. Well, the shoot in the river of the beaver release was a little hard because, I was in the middle of a river with no shoes on, wearing stuff I could get wet and fall in the river with if it happened. And so there were challenges to that degree in the sense that it was just a little nerve-wracking. But nothing especially over the top.
How many shoots did you guys end up having?
I think we did, would it be four altogether?
Yeah, I think so, four or five.
Did you get footage of beavers every time you went?
No, we didn't. The only time we got footage of beavers was when Ed went out to record the beaver release. So that's the only time we got a beaver. But it was like a lot of footage that he had got, so it was perfect, actually.
They're usually nocturnal, so the likelihood of us getting footage of one was pretty unlikely because we were out during the day when we were interviewing people and getting footage by the river.
But an interesting thing happened when we went hiking. We were getting footage by the water, and we were like on these sticks and like in this really tall grass or whatever it was, and I think Ed may have like stepped on the sticks, and we heard this little bloop in the water, and so we thought maybe that was a beaver like in its little house, but we weren't exactly sure because we didn't see, but that could have been probably a beaver, but we just didn't get any footage of it.
So what do you two want people to take away from your documentary?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess there are people, a lot of people, first of all, don't know that this animal is even native to this area, or that it's even returning to this area. And I think then the first thing people think is, oh, they're going to chew down all the trees.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, obviously I'm not going to speak for Chardonnay, but for me it was more I was interested to find out, is that a good or a bad thing? Is this a good thing they're coming back? What does it mean? So hopefully we provide a balanced view of opinions between a homeowner who's had trees chewed down, some people who manage wilds or habitat spaces along the Milwaukee River, and also some people who are wildlife rehabilitators. So hopefully people can make their own decision with the information as to whether or not they view this as a positive or a negative.
For myself, I would have to say that, like I said before, this is like something all new for me. It's like never happened. So I found it really interesting, and I'd want to do it again. So I would say, like, if people were like me who never done something like this before, to like try it and, you know, get a feel of it, because it's actually really fun. So that's what I say. I hope they get from this. Like, nature is awesome.
Do you two have any projects set for the future?
No.
Right now, I'm going to do a short documentary about a racer, a motorcycle racer in the Mama Tried Flat Out Friday flat track race that takes place in downtown Milwaukee. And it's either the Panther Arena or the BMO Harris Bradley Center. I think it depends how many tickets they sell, dictates where it takes place. But I'm just going to do a little slice of experience of one person getting a bike ready for one race, what it entails.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Leah Mayu.